From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Jackie Leiden. Retail therapy, we've all been there. The shocking chartreuse shoes we just had to have and wore never. Why do you buy any old thing, even a garden hose, just to feel better? This week's Science Out of the Box unpacks why we spend when we're unhappy. A recent study suggests that if you're sad, you might pay a lot more for something. A lot. Even something boring. NPR's Nell Greenfield-Boyce has more.
At Carnegie Mellon University in Pittsburgh, there's a small room with some cubicles and computers. It looks like an office for temp workers or something. But this is a psychology lab. And sometimes the people in this room feel really, really sad. That's because they have to watch this clip from a movie called The Champ. The Champ is a boxer. He dies, and a young boy weeps over his body.
Wake him up! Wake him!
TJ, please.
I want champ!
TJ.
I want champ!
TJ.
And is this just known in psychology circles as, like, if you want to make people feel sad, show them this movie?
Yeah, it's one of kind of the classic methods of inducing sadness.
Cynthia Kreider is a doctoral student. She studies how people's emotions affect how they spend money. She recently got a lot of young people, college students, to come in here. Some of them saw this sad movie and then had to write an essay.
And the essay asked them to talk about what it would be like in their own lives if they had lost a mentor in a similar way.
Meanwhile, another group of people had a very different experience.
Coral reefs may be hundreds of feet thick, many miles in length. They are by far the largest structures created by living creatures.
Their movie was kind of boring, neutral, a bunch of facts about coral reefs.
They're seeing pictures of kind of a beach, underwater scenes, pictures of the reef, and fish floating through the sea.
20 feet down, we are on the reef that Columbus might have seen.
And so then did these people have to write an essay too?
They did. They wrote about their daily activities. So they too were writing about themselves, but it was in a neutral way.
So they were just supposed to write like their daily routine or?
Right. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So here's the thing. All the people in this experiment were getting paid $10 for their time. Cynthia Kreider then told them they could use part of their paycheck to buy a water bottle, a really nice one.
An insulated, sporty water bottle that people can, use for years.
She said, tell me how much you're willing to spend. And guess what?
The people in our study who are induced to feel sad are willing to pay more for the same item than are people who feel neutral.
And it wasn't just a little more. People who felt neutral would pay, on average, 56 cents. People who felt sad paid an average of $2.11.
So an increase of almost 300%.
Just based on a movie they'd seen.
Yeah, a movie and an essay, yeah.
Now, it's a little more complicated than that. Because when the researchers looked closer at the group of sad people, they realized something about the ones who paid more. They weren't just sad. They were sad and self-focused. Compared to the other sad people, their essays used a lot more words like I, me, and myself.
So self-focus is kind of a necessary condition for the influence of sadness to carry over to our decisions.
This result is being published in the June issue of the journal Psychological Science, and it raises some questions.
You know, one thing we don't know from the experiments is whether this is actually effective.
What do you mean?
We don't know whether the people who bought the water bottle actually were happier then. Did that wipe out the initial mood manipulation?
Nicholas Epley is a researcher at the University of Chicago who's studied the psychology of things like spending tax rebates. He says it's just not clear yet what this study means for consumers.
Do you not get in your car and go to the mall when you're sad? Or do you especially go to the mall when you're sad? If you're a little tight on money, you probably want to put the keys to your car away when you're in a bad mood.
He said there's always other things you could try, like maybe the fridge. Nell Greenfield-Boyce, NPR News.